Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start today's show with a guitar set, beginning with the great Kenny Burrell from a 1966 release entitled Solero. Let's hear the track Isabella from Kenny Burrell.
Thank you.
guitarist Peter Bernstein, who you can tell is heavily influenced by Kenny Burrell, who you heard on the first track. But that one was from his 2016 release, Let Loose, featuring Gerald Clayton on piano, Doug Weiss on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. We heard a Peter Bernstein composition, Hidden Pockets. And we started out that set, as I mentioned, with Kenny Burrell. The album Solero, we heard Isabella. We're going to continue on with a more modern approach to guitar. This from Andrew Renfro, from his album, his first as a leader. Name of the album, Run in the Storm, a 2021 release, with Braxton Cook on saxophone, Tabor Gable on piano, Rick Rosato on bass, and Curtis Nowosad on drums. The name of the track, 1998, from Andrew Renfro.
Thank you. Thank you.
A very modern approach to jazz guitar on those last two tracks. I hope you enjoyed them. I certainly like that sound. The last thing you heard from Gilad Hexelman, an Israeli-born guitarist. Name of the album, just recently released, is Far Star. Basically a solo guitar album with a few special guests showing up on that one was Eric Harland on drums. Name of that track was Magic Chord from Gilad Hexelman's 2022 release. Before that, we heard from Andrew Renfro, another young rising star in the jazz world, with a very unique approach to guitar. We heard from his premier album, Run in the Storm, the name of the track, 1998. And that concludes our guitar set to start off this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to continue on now with a stalwart duo on the San Diego jazz scene. This is Mike Wolford and Holly Hoffman on piano and flute. We're going to hear from an album that they recorded back in 2011, Turn Signal. This also features trumpeter Terrell Stafford. And we're going to hear their interpretation of the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory tune, Pure Imagination, from Mike Wolford and Holly Hoffman.
Thank you.
Wow, I love that track. Jackie McLean from the album One Step Beyond, a great collaboration of Jackie McLean and Bobby Hutcherson on vibraphone. Jackie McLean, of course, on alto saxophone. We heard the Jackie McLean composition, Blue Rondo, and this is a great quintet. Jackie McLean on alto sax, Gregan Moncur III on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Eddie Kahn on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Before that, another interesting instrumentation, this being Dave Holland on bass, Zakir Hussain on tablas, and Chris Potter on saxophone. The name of that collaboration is Good Hope, a 2019 release. We heard the track Mazad. And we started out that set with Mike Wolford and Holly Hoffman, a great husband and wife team here in Southern California. And Mike Wolford on piano and Holly Hoffman on flute. We heard from the album Turn Signal, that was Pure Imagination. And we're coming to the close of this edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thanks for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. We're going to finish out today's show with a great tune from Ahmad Jamal from the album It's Magic in 2008. This is Arabesque from Ahmad Jamal. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.